The regular shiur is not continuing for the next couple of weeks, but I wanted to use this opportunity to learn the Ish Kodesh on Parshas Bo from the year Tafshin together, at least in this virtual format. He begins with the Psukim Vayomar Hashem al Moshe Bo el Paro ki ani echbadeti aslibo vesleiv avadav laman shisi osusai ela bekirbo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends to prove to Paro, by hardening his heart, that Hashem is absolutely in control, and to display his awesome wonders. Ulamante saper ba'ozne bincha ven bincha. Es asher yisalalti b'mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give us the opportunity, by seeing his great might, to tell our children and our grandchildren how Kodesh Baruch Hu made a mockery out of Mitzrayim. How Hashem played around with them. Es asher yisalalti b'mitzrayim. Rashi says, sichakti. Ve'ezo sasai yasher samti vam b'yadatim ki ani Hashem. That there should be this absolute knowledge that I am Hashem. And as many do, the Rebbe contrasts this with a Gemara that appears in Maseches Megillah. Really, two different approaches. How do we understand what is the proper response to the suffering of our enemies? The Rebbe writes, "Ve'efsher ki biyam." It's on page Lamed Hey. I apologize for not mentioning it at the beginning of the new edition. "Ve'efsher ki biyam shiratu malachei asharis lomar shira." Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'ase yaday tovin biyam va'atem omrim shira. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yoram and Beis says that the angels wanted to sing Shira when they saw the suffering of the Egyptians, the drowning of the Egyptians, and Hashem rebuked them. How could you sing Shira at a time like this? Masa yaday tovin bayam. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'mapalasan shel resham. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not delight in the downfall of the wicked. V'kan, and yet, here in our Pasuk, explicitly, here at the beginning of Parshas Bo, it says that Hashem was hisalalti, that Hashem was sichakti, Hashem, again, made a mockery, Hashem played games with the Egyptians in their downfall. And then the Rebbe points out that you'll notice that the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim seems to be twofold. On the one hand, Kisham Ksiv Daber El Bnei Yisrael Ve'yashubu Ve'yachanu V'yodu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem. Excuse me. On the one hand, we learn in Perek Yudalid that the intention is V'yodu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem, that from all of the signs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grandeur, it'll teach the Egyptians that Hashem is the true God. Vayasukein, and Kala Yisrael turned back as a way of luring the Egyptians to chase after them in Beshalach. V'kan v'yadatem, and yet here in our Parsha, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want to make more of a mockery out of Mitzrayim, the goal is v'yadatem ki ani Hashem, that Yisrael should know that Hashem is God. So it leaves us asking the question, what is the true tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is it that we should know, or is it that our Egyptian enemies should come to recognize Hashem? Throughout our history, the Rebbe says there's been many, many times where we've come to recognize Hashem, to awaken, to arouse our Yiras Shamayim, our Yiras Hashem, through our suffering. The Jewish people suffered so much in order to learn to come through this very cryptic way that Hashem operates to bring us to that the eventual hakara, the recognition of Hashem. But now, as Bnei Yisrael are finally about to go free, Hashem says it's a big simcha to watch the enemies, the ones who tortured the Jews, right? To see the vinahafachu, to see the turning of the tables, that the ones who afflicted us will now be afflicted. Val yedeza yasigu Yisrael yedias Hashem. And we'll see how everything comes full circle and we'll have a clarity in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. That's while we're still in Mitzrayim. Masha'in kein bayam. But why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond at the Yam in Megillah and Daf Yud that Masa Yaday Tovim Biyam? Some say the distinction is the difference between us rejoicing versus the angels rejoicing. But the Rebbe says, no, the distinction is in Mitzrayim versus out of Mitzrayim. When the enemy is still chasing after us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to be able to celebrate the fact that that you're still suffering and now I'm redeeming you, I'm saving you from that suffering. So that's something to celebrate. A Jew no longer suffering is something to celebrate. By the Yam, it was just the Egyptians gaining that Hakara one last time. But for them to learn about Hashem, that's not the tachlis of creation. The goal is that we, Bnei Yisrael, should recognize Hashem. That's not the overarching goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not ki yadias Yisrael oso Yisbarach. It's not like us recognizing Hashem. After all, that's the purpose of creation itself. begin the ishta moedin lei kenoda, that we should come to recognize and be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we come to that hakara, so we can celebrate it, even if it means the downfall of our enemies. But for the Egyptians to know, that's not something that we should rejoice over and celebrate. It's important, it's purposeful, it helps us to, again, gain a bit of yediya, but when the focus is the Egyptians coming to that yediya of Hashem, that's not something that gives joy to Hashem so much, and therefore it shouldn't give joy to us so much as well. All the more so, again, when we take note of the fact that Bnei Yisrael were no longer suffering at that moment. We've already been freed. And therefore, who are we to celebrate? Again, it's Hashem's response to the Malachi Hashares. But who are we to celebrate at such a time? At that moment, we could turn to the angels and say, listen, these are also Maaseh Yadai. This is also part of Hashem's creation. And therefore, to celebrate their downfall, when there's no gain towards the Jewish people, per se, at that moment, is something that we have to be sensitive, not to overindulge in that celebration. Bottom paragraph. Uvizem muvan hashashalu kadmonenu. And with this, we can understand a little bit further, again, the question that bothered so many of the Rishonim. Lamane nash paro. Why, after all, was Paro punished at all? Why should he be punished? Once a Kadosh Baruch Hu was manipulating and controlling his heart, halo haisalo bechira. He seemingly had lost his bechira, ki ani hechbarati aslivo. After all, the Pasuk says explicitly that Hashem says, I have hardened Paro's heart. But based on what we explained above, we could say the following, and it's an interesting way the Rebbe says it. If Yisrael ne'enoshim kama pamim, af shepish pesh v'lo matzah, rakadei lahosip behem yediyas yiras Hashem. Now bear in mind, this is in the year Tavshin. This is the early part of 1940. And the Rebbe at this point is still trying to what? He's trying to make sense of some of the suffering of the Jewish people. And he sees that, obviously, we're suffering terribly at this time. But he says, if we search and we investigate our ways, and we assume that we're, for the most part, pretty good, and therefore, we're not really sure why we're suffering so terribly. What crime did we do to warrant such suffering? And the Rebbe says the answer is that sometimes we're punished to increase our Yediyas Hashem. That's the goal, right? If pish pesh v'lo matzah, rakadei lahosip behem Yediyas Yiras Hashem, if we search and we find that, you know what, it must be the only reason that we're going through this difficulty is to gain a clarity in Hashem in a sort of roundabout way. So then, if we could suffer so much in history to come to that goal of Yediyas Hashem, Hayayachol gam paro lisyaser kadei sheyadu Yisrael ki ani Hashem. Though it's also fair, right? The question, it's not fair that paro should suffer, right? That paro should be punished. What's the goal of it? What's the gain of it? How is that fair? How is that reasonable? Why would Hashem do such a thing? The answer is, the same way that we suffered so much throughout history to gain clarity in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's also not unreasonable for Paro to suffer a little bit in order for Bnei Yisrael to achieve the overarching goal of creation, which is to recognize Hashem. And the Rebbe concludes this very short piece on the top of page Lamed Bav. Bo el Paro. With this we understand the Psukim. Bo el Paro. Come to Paro. Go to Paro. And if you'll ask, Eich yis yaser halo ein lo bechira, why should Paro be informed that he's going to be punished? Or maybe not informed. Why is Moshe being informed that Paro is going to be taken advantage of in this way? If you'll ask, Eich yis yaser halo ein lo bechira, why should he suffer? After all, at this point it's no longer a choice, as the Pasuk says explicitly, Ki aniach badati as libo, laman shisi osusai eila v'chulu, hisalalti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer is, I'm going to use Paro as a tool to make tzchok in order to rejoice. What is that rejoicing? V'yadatim ki ani Hashem. If it serves the overarching goal of creation, that the Jewish people should come to a greater hakara of Hashem, then everything is warranted and everything is justified. And certainly given how much we've suffered, it would not be unfair for Paro to suffer a little bit, again, along with us, so to speak, to move towards that goal of creation. L'chein gam b'lo b'chira yachol Paro l'esyasar. And therefore it's reasonable that Paro should suffer for this reason alone. And we should now, again, turn the tables. The Jewish people will now celebrate the fact that we are no longer suffering. Now it's Paro suffering in our stead. And the same way that our suffering brought us the Yediyas Hashem, hopefully Paro's suffering will also be something for us to celebrate. In what sense? Not just celebrating his suffering, chas v'shalom, but to celebrate the fact that recognizing the Yad Hashem in his suffering brings us to greater Yediyas Hashem. And the Rebbe concludes with an interesting little note, Yasser Devarenu Bazeh Inei Zocher. I don't remember what else I shared on this topic, but again, it's something for us to daven over here in Parshas Bo. Again, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recognize Him. Sometimes we recognize Hashem through open goodness and sweetness and miracles and seeing all of the positive things in life, and sometimes a person comes to recognize Hashem through suffering and difficulty. But certainly the Rebbe, again, as he always does, he turns his Torah into tefillah, davening that we've suffered enough, and now it's time for our enemies to suffer, and in that way the Jewish people will rejoice with the newfound Yediyas Hashem.